Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Not only businessman Sean Moody, former gubernatorial candidate, but State Senator Brad Farron, the Republican of Norridgewock, taking a seat in spacious Studio 7A. How were the roads on the drive in this morning, Senator?
Hey, they were actually fine, I got to tell you. But I don't know how long we're going to be able to maintain them while that's going on with transportation funding in the state of Maine.
We are very curious.
Did you notice the fog, though? There was
a
fog.
There was a fog up there. That's right.
Okay, what's foggy is how we got to a point where now there's talk of cutting $400 million in road construction project. We want Augusta to cut, but these are not the cuts. What did we say? Get your head out of your asphalt, because these are not the cuts that we want. Senator, we're going to start with you. What is going on?
So you know what? We're still trying to figure that out, Rick. And I do want to say, as we move into this, is that I'm glad I'm looking at my good friend Sean Moody, because if I get too wound up, he can tell me to calm down.
I'm never going to live this down.
Just saying. So, hey, listen, I've been on the Transportation Committee 5 of my 6 terms in the legislature, and we typically have our hearings on the highway fund. And in early April, we started the hearing on the supplemental budget for the highway fund. And it was identified that there was a $13 to $17 million gap. And we asked where that was coming from, and there was a number of reasons. But I will say the administration and the legislature filled that gap when we passed the supplemental budget, and then we adjourned. And that was fat, dumb, and happy, right?
That was April 15th, was it?
Yeah, April 15th, April 16th. And then 2 days later, the commissioner sends out this letter to the Transportation Committee stating that there was going to be $60 million in paving projects cut, up to $130 million. And these are immediate cuts, advertising, delaying the projects, out to $300 to $400 million in the 3-year work plan. And it took the entire industry as well as the committee totally by surprise, because we had just adjourned 2 days before and thought we had solved the problem.
Well, outside looking in, our budget in the state of Maine is bigger than ever under Mills.
Yeah. So what a lot of people don't realize, right, is that we talk about the appropriations table where bills go to die in the legislative process. Maine, we have the highway fund that is separate, and it is monitored and maintained by the Transportation Committee. And we get our revenues from that from a number of sources, right? There's the gas tax. 4 years ago, we were able to get 40% of sales tax on automobiles dedicated to the highway fund. There's also, we actually get, it's confusing, but we get some money from the cascade of the liquor fund. We get matching grants for federal funding. So there's a number of pieces that come in, but that is not generally overseen. And what's been really ironic for me after being on transportation for 12 years, where, you know, bridges and roads aren't sexy, mm-hmm. when this came out, everybody became a transportation funding expert.
Well, where is the money going? And Mike Fern printed this out and shared this with us. The Mills administration is shoveling a lot of money to a lot of places, but not where we want to see the shovels in the ground making the road stronger.
Right. And I mean, that whole piece of where we got and where this administration has spent money, I mean, I think we can all agree on that. We can talk about, you know, fraud. We can talk about mm-hmm. programs that we don't support. But we didn't even have an opportunity to have those debates about that this money should be going into the transportation fund, because we didn't know there was a problem. And I say that, people are going to say, well, you've been on transportation, you should know. I served many years ago on a Blue Ribbon Commission with my dear friend and mentor, Bill Diamond. And we identified there is a structural gap. And if folks remember, we've had to bond money, $100 million bonds over the years with a 3-year work plan, because the third year has never been funded. Part of this sales tax piece was to take it so we wouldn't necessarily have to bond every year. It didn't solve the whole problem. There was still a structural gap anywhere between $130 and $170 million that hasn't been filled. And God bless our congressional delegation. We get congressionally directed spends, and we've been able to kind of MacGyver it and mm-hmm. keep the system going.
Rick, I get it if I could. Senator Farron is a humble man, like, you know, a lot of us, but the work that they've done to come up with a work plan. If anybody should go to Maine.gov, go into transportation and go into that DOT work plan, because it lists every project, the timing, the permitting, the status, everything, and when that project's going to be complete, and the estimated budgeted costs. It's an extraordinary document and a working document. The thing, I guess, and I'll say it, Rick, is Governor Mills, okay, and they made the decision to give these $300 checks to, right, to discriminate population of Maine residents, people, whatever. And here we are, and I know Brad's, you know, biting his tongue right now, but the reality is, right, that does not pass the straight face test, okay? So I think now that this shocking revelation's come forward, and I know we're going to put some legislative, you know, horsepower behind it, you have a big following, Brad. People respect you. You're in the industry. You know, you're feeling it firsthand. But we've got a demand, right, that that's money that's going out, $300 checks to buy votes, goes to fixing out the hole in our roads, no pun intended.
Yeah, you know, Sean, I'll tell you, that's one of the things we put out in a press release. I was able to attend an industry meeting with the commissioner, and someone asked what one of the fixes are, and they're talking about, you know, there's a thing out there about calling us back into session to approve a bond, and mm-hmm. and I don't see that happening. I'll tell you what I do believe, and I know you had independent candidate Rick Bennett on yesterday morning, and mm-hmm. Rick mentioned about, you know, the governor needs to show some leadership, right? The commissioner shouldn't just be out doing the phone calls and whatever. The transportation committee and the lead of the I'm in the minority, but I'm taking a lead on this because it's dear, but the Democrats need to call the Transportation Committee back in, hold public hearings, because we don't know where this money went. We don't know how this problem rose to this level that we're talking about 3,500 jobs in the construction industry this summer. We're not talking about 27 and 28. We're talking about $60 million worth of paving projects that aren't getting done. And some of the questions right now, today, and it takes sometimes 1, 2, 3 years to plan, permit, and bid these projects out. So you lose capacity in the system to be able to perform. And I quite honestly don't buy some of the arguments I've heard. You know, it's federal uncertainty. How many of us have heard that as an excuse for inaction and not making decisions?
Well, let me put my tinfoil hat on and ask this question. You said just a moment ago, State Senator Brad Farron, along with Sean Moody in our studio here for Maine's Morning News, you said a moment ago, we didn't know we had a problem. Tinfoil hat. Did we really not know we had a problem, or did someone know and they just decided not to disclose it?
I don't know the answer to that question, Rick, and that's one of the reasons why I agree with calling the Transportation Committee back in, having some public hearings, and listen, just a dumb kid from Norwich Walk, right? But what Sean was just alluding to, and we put in our press conference, and I said this in front of the contractors, there is a very simple solution. Don't send out the $300 checks. Don't go out until the middle of July. Say, hey, we made a mistake. This is a priority. To me, this is what the budget stabilization fund is for, a true emergency in the economy. Take that $155 million, implement the work plan, and worry about the third year of the funding of the work plan when the time is appropriate. And it's two things. I'm not touting, but because I had a lot of support, but LD 1804 was a bill that would have solved this. It would have taken 100% of the sales tax towards filling this structural gap.
The automobile sales tax.
Sales tax. And it went down in party lines, 100% party lines.
Is that because the majority party wanted to keep propping up Maine Care?
Oh, that and all their other projects, Rick. I mean, hey, listen, they were upset when we got to 40%. If you remember the highway robbery at midnight when they tried to do that stuff. And so I do have my tinfoil hat on, to your point, at some level, that some folks did know, and they was afraid that if they put it in front of the legislature while we was there, that we would allocate even more money from the highway fund. From the general fund to the highway fund, because I will say this about the governor. You know, we would not have gotten a 40% of sales tax from automobiles if the Mills administration hadn't supported that move. And they did support filling the $13 million that we knew about. So there's a part of me that says I think the administration might be a little upset we're in this situation. Now, so what do you do with that? And you have an opportunity to correct it. And I had not heard that they're making those steps.
I'm going to read the text message. sanitized for our protection, but it goes back to the main care question, and I'd love to hear both of you on this. Bull, cut the freebies to illegals and crooks, and I still want my $300. Could someone still get the $300 for what good it's going to do if we stopped spending so much money on those that many Mainers feel that are here that shouldn't be receiving health care?
It's the tip of the iceberg. It really is. You know, $300 is you know, but I'm convinced, and I have people in the industry. It's this grant funding that's taking place rampantly with this administration is where the pockets are getting lined. Those grants are given. There's a difference between a grant and just, yep, you know, filing for like the PPP loans, for example. Okay, mm-hmm. A grant is discriminate, and so they can look down the applications. Okay, whose stripes this person or business represent? Did they vote for us? Did they fund our campaign? Or that's I'm telling you, this politics is dirty business. I've been inside of it to see it, and I know it firsthand. Dirty business. The Democrats have no interest in supporting, you know, trades-based organizations and programs and things like that. In fact, the Mills administration cut funding to the CTE in their first biennial budget, and we went up there to testify, and even the MEA came forward and said, oh, you get, no, we need funding going to these trade schools. They said, oh, it was a mistake. So we know there's a pattern of behavior here.
Yeah, no, hey, listen, there is plenty with the information that, you know, that Mike provided with us here. There is money that if we want to prioritize what should be, and that's the key, right? Who's in control of those levers and what are their priorities? And obviously, the Democrats in control, transportation funding, roads and bridges, and it's not just roads and bridges, right? This is our airports, it's our ports, mm-hmm. it's municipal shares with some of these municipal projects. It's easy to say roads and bridges, but it's the entire infrastructure, rail of Maine, and it's vital to our economy. And it's just not a priority for a lot of the liberals that would rather do all of those other things, things that Sean talked about, the illegals, the fraud. I sat on the Government Oversight Committee as well and trying to get answers about the welfare fraud. It's just unbelievable. It's very difficult right now, and we need a change in leadership.
Listener sums it up this way. I would give up my $300 check for safer, better roads.
Right.
State Senator Brad Farron, the Republican of Norridgewock, now you know where we are. Anytime you want to come on in, you're welcome to do so. And if you can't remember, just ask Sean Moody because he knows his way into the studio.
I told you, this is, you know what, my swan song. I'm termed out. I wanted to get in here one time.
Whether or not you're in office. Sean's not in office, but he comes in and shares some, broadcasts some truth.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
I got two final words for both of you. Calm down.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.